This is the second shiur in Hilchos Pesach. This is a very, very important shiur. We're going to discuss the main inyanim in Bedikas Chametz, and particularly how is one supposed to fulfill Bedikas Chametz bezman hazeh, when Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara, we live in homes that are quite large, and to do a real serious Bedika, the night of Bedikas Chametz would in fact take hours upon hours. Before we get to that point, just a couple of hosafos to the last year. We discussed in the last year the chiyuv of Mo'os Chitim, and they bring down in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach that Mo'os Chitim can come from Ma'aser Kesafim. One is supposed to set aside 10% of one's income to support Aniyim and Torah, and that can go towards Mo'os Chitim. Secondly, in discussing Chodesh Nisan, which is of course the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, the beginning of Chelikei Mishneh Berurah, we must point out that in Siman Reish Chof Vav, towards the end of the Chelik Beis Mishneh Berurah, the din of Birkas Ilanos, a special bracha to say on trees when they start to blossom and give off their fruit. This is a special bracha that's generally made in Nisan, although if one didn't say it in Nisan, one can say it still in Iyar. And this bracha is only said once a year. And they bring down also from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that he used to encourage everyone very strongly to make this bracha. And he used to say that from the time of his bar mitzvah, he never missed a year. A year never went by without his saying the Birkas Ilanos. For more details on that, Ayin Siman Reish Chaf Vav. Tonight we're going to discuss Siman Tov Lamed Beis and Tov Lamed Gimel. We'll start with Tov Lamed Beis. We'll go through that rather quickly, and then we'll get into the very important issue that we discussed before. How does one fulfill Bedikas Chametz Bezman Hazeh? Siman Tov Lamed Beis, Din Birkas Bedikas Chametz, the bracha. The Mechaber tells us, Kodem Shiatchil Evdog, before the Bedika Yivarech, we have a Birkas HaMitzvah, as we do with all mitzvahs. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvot V'tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. The bracha is Al Bir Chametz. Why is it Al Bir Chametz and not Al Bedikas Chametz? The Mishnah Berurah tells us, if Katan Gimel, the Afal Gav Deinu Mavar Ad L'Machar, even though we don't burn and destroy the Chametz until the next day, Mikol Makom Kevan D'Bedika Zu L'Tzorech Bir Have. Kevan D'Bedika Zu L'Tzorech Bir Have Me'ein HaBir. Since the Bedika is really not an ends, but rather a means to the ends of destroying the Chametz, so therefore it's a subset of Bir Chametz. The Emer Varchen al Bedikas Chametz. We don't make a bracha al Bedikas Chametz. The Inza Sof Mitzvaso. That's not the end of the mitzvah. The Tachlis HaMitzvah is the Bir. The Gamim Mavarchen al Bittul Chametz. We'll see in the next year. Bittul Chametz, we don't make a bracha on that. Why not? Kevan the Iker Bittul Toli Belev, because the Iker Bittul is done in one's heart. Ve'im Avarchim Al Dvarim Shebelev. The Be'er Heitev here points out a very interesting Nekuda that comes up in, as a Machlokas we've shown him in the tour. Why don't we say a bracha of Shechianu by Bedikas Chametz? So the second line of the Be'er Heitev tells us, V'hodem avarchin shechiyan abdikas chametz. You know why we don't say a shechiyan abdikas chametz? Lefi shabedika hi tzorech haregel. Since the bedika is the tzorech haregel, it's for Pesach, samchin and azman de regel. We rely on the shechiyan that we're going to say, Leil Seder, to go also on the bedika. And that is the opinion of the Rosh. Just like by Sukkah and Lulav, one is supposed to make a Shechiyana when he makes his Sukkah, when he makes his Lulav, we rely on the Shechiyana that we say the night of Yontif. Fuadin over here, Dabu Drum, gives a different reason why we don't say Shechiyana, and that's because a person is upset that he's losing money here. You're looking for Chametz, and you're destroying your Chametz, and that's not a Simcha Dika Mitzvah. The Sfaradish Poskim bring down that in order to fulfill the opinions in the Rishonim that say that we should make a Shechiyanu, that one should have a pre-chadash, a new fruit that he can make a Shechiyanu on. And he should make the bracha al bir chametz, then start the bedika. And then after starting the bedika, he should eat a pre-chadash and make a Shechiyanu to fulfill the shitas in the Rishonim that say that one should make a Shechiyanu. I've never heard of anyone actually doing that, but that's what the Svardisha post can bring down. Back to the Mechaber. Kodem shiatchil livdok. Again, yivarech asher kedushanu mitzosa v'tzivanu al bir chametz. Im hitchil livdok below bracha. What if you started doing the bedikah without a bracha? Yivarech kozman shelo siyem bedikaso. As long as you haven't finished the bedikah, you can still make a bracha. Why? It says the Mishabura Sifkat on Dalib. The Kozman Shal Siyem, as long as you haven't finished the Bedika, it's still called Over Lasiyason. The din is that we make Birchas HaMitzvah generally before the Mitzvah. So as long as you haven't finished the Bedika, it's still considered to be Over Lasiyason. What if you finish the Bedika? Vim Kvar Siyem HaBedika Lo Yivarech Achshav El Yivarech Lamacha B'Shas Reifa. Mishabura tells us don't make the Bracha now, but tomorrow before you burn the Chametz, you can in fact make this Bracha. If you skip down three lines, the Mishabura concludes that this is not so simple. V'yesh me'achronim desvirilu delo nitzkino habrocha l'kiim be'es habedika. Chazal only instituted this bracha during the bedika itself. U'leda'atom yivarech b'shat srefa below shem v'malchus. And therefore you cannot make such a bracha by the srefa chametz. So if one would want to make a bracha, make the bracha without shem v'malchus according to those achronim. However, the Mishabura concludes that despite this machlokas, and generally we have a rule, Suffolk brachas lahokel, v'nira, says the Mishabura, at the conclusion of Sifkat and Dalet, sharota lismoch levarech, one who does want to make a bracha of albir chametz before he burns the chametz, because he forgot to make the bracha, le'ab b'dikas chametz, ein mochim b'yado, we don't protest, d'yesh lo ami lismoch, because he has upon whom to rely. Continuing in the Mechaber, V'yizareh shelo yedaber bein habracha l'tchilas habedika. The bracha is the Birkas HaMitzvah. One can't have a hefsek, an interrupt between the Birkas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah itself. And that is Midina. However, the Mechaber concludes, V'tov shelo yedaber b'dvar ha-macherim ad she'igmar kol ha-bedika. It's good that one should not speak throughout the entire bedika, kadei sheyasim elibo livdok b'kol makomos shemachnisim bo chametz. One should not speak in order to pay attention to what he's doing and do a proper bedika. However, this is just tov. This is not midina. The din, everyone knows the din that you can't talk during the bedika. So this din is not really midina. Midina, you can't speak between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah. Once you started the mitzvah, so then mikra din, you can speak. One is not supposed to speak, the Rosh tells us, and that's what the Mechaber is bringing down. In order to concentrate and pay attention to the mitzvah that he's performing. And therefore, even if one would not, it would sound like even if one is not making a bracha, he should still not, it has nothing to do with the bracha. It's that a person should concentrate on the bedika. It would seem that a person should not speak during bedikas chametz, even when he's doing bedikas chametz before Yadalit, if he's leaving his house early. As we shall see, he's chayef to do bedika before he leaves, without a bracha. The arminig is not to make a bracha. It's a machlokas haposkim, if one can make a bracha on any other night, when he does his bedika before he leaves for Pesach, we paskim, we only make a bracha lel yudalid. Even though there's no bracha, it would still seem that one should not talk. But because this is not Medina, therefore if one were to go to the bathroom, he could say Asher Yatzar, he can make a bracha on thunder and lightning, he can answer Amen to the brachos of others. Mishabura here, Sifkat and Vav, tells us something very important. This idea of not speaking during the bidika should be done properly. Ubidvarim, second line in Sifkat and Vav, Ubidvarim shem tzarech ha-bidika, gam lechatchila yuchal ledaber, shezeh in choshev hefsek klal. Those things that are tzarech ha-bidika, lechatchila he can speak, and that's not considered hefsek at all. And I would say even stronger, that one should speak if one has to discuss where the chametz might be and where we can, how we can do a better bedika. So for sure he should speak. The whole idea is to do a better bedika. The better the bedika, the better. Sif beis, toflam beis sif beis. Bebracha achas yoch livdo kama batim. A person has a number of homes; he can check them all with one bracha. The Mishabura tells us, V'halicha mibayas labayas lo havi hefsek. And walking from one house to the next is not considered to be a hefsek. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'ayim b'chay adam shekasav din bodek beso v'chanuso. He's checking his house, and he also has a store. V'achanutu b'chotzer acheres. And the chanut is not next to his house. He has to go a few blocks away. Tzarech lachzor levarech. He has to make another bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, this chay adam is not muskam. Not everyone agrees to it. Matzasi b'chok Yosef uv'maimer Mordechai shedaitam dekulu chada mitzvah. It's one mitzvah to check all the chametz that you may have. Shemuchuyev leilech v'livdo kol makomel sheish b'am chametz. You have to check all the places that you have chametz, and therefore ain shayach lomer dalicha v'hefsek bazeh. And therefore, one should not make another bracha if he's going to check his store, which is in a different chatzah. The Mechaber continues, Balabayas rotze yami b'mei beso etzlo. If the Balabayas wants, he can have his wife, his children, stand next to him. B'shah shumavarech, when he makes the bracha of al birchomet, and then v'yispazu, they can scatter, livdok ish b'mkomo, each kid can go check his room, al smach bracha shebirich Balabayas, with the bracha that the Balabayas has made. Mishnah Berurah here tells us in Sifkat and Yud, in Balabayas ain't about the klal, umetzavet la'achir livdok, the Balabayas is not doing bedika, but rather he sends a shaliach. Who should make the bracha, the Balabayas or the shaliach? Also, achem avarech tahave kishlucho gam le'inyin ha'bracha. So the din is that the shaliach also makes the bracha. Sifkat and Yiralef, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, what if they didn't hear the bracha? V'im lo shomu b'chosad l'chadchila in l'shalchom livdok. If they didn't hear the bracha, then l'chadchila you should not send them to check. U'mikal makom im koshel oligmar ha'bedika ba'atzma. If it's hard for him to finish the bedika on his own, yachol levakesh la'acher sheyisayenu. He can ask someone to help him. V'osu acher ein tzarech levarech. And that person, even though he didn't hear the original bracha, he does not have to make the bracha. Why? Shekola bedika mitzvah achasi ukvar birech habalabayis aleha. Because the entire bedika is one mitzvah, and the balabayis already made the bracha on this mitzvah. The Shaar HaTzion points out that not everyone agrees to this din. There are others that would say that the shaliach does have to make a bracha. However, we see here the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the shaliach does not have to make a bracha if he did not hear the bracha of the balabayis. And he can continue the bedika of the balabayas. Here we have a ramah, very important ramah, which we will use as a springboard to get into the burning issue. How does one do a proper bedika bizman hazeh, when Baruch Hashem, we have so much stuff, mar benechosim, mar bedaiga. Hagon note says the ramah, v'noagin laniach psisei chomet b'makom shimtzeim abode kidei shalhei berkosu levatol. Here, the Ramah tells us there's a minig to put out little pieces of bread. Why? Because maybe the Balabayas will make a bracha. He'll do a bedika. He'll come up empty-handed, no chametz. And then his bracha is levatala. Is that really a bracha levatala, says the Ramah? No. Umiu im lo nosan lo ikev, says the Ramah. However, that's a mistake. Because even if you find nothing, your bracha is not levatala. Why? Because the bracha is not on finding the chametz. The das kol adam imar bracha levayer im nimtza. The bracha is to search and destroy. If you find, then you destroy. If not, not. It's not contingent upon finding anything, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala at all. Now here, there's a very, very important Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion in Sifkat and Tes tells us, no, I'm sorry, not Sifkat and Tes. Shaar HaTzion in Sifkat and Yud Beis tells us Shaar HaTzion says, Ubepischei tshuva hevi b'shem emek halacha dekehayom sheaminig lechaber olanakeis habayis mikoch shash chametz kodem lel yedalad. Nowadays that we clean and we do such a good job cleaning our homes before lel bedika, Yesh leminag zeh yesod midina. So now the minig of putting out the crumbs does in fact have a yesod midina. Okay, we'll see what that means in a minute. First, let's look at the Shaar HaTshuva, Sifkat on Gimel. The crumbs, the minig is to put out the crumbs, and we do put out the crumbs even though the Ramah tells us that we don't have to. And the Shaar HaTshuva tells us that these crumbs should be less than a kazayas. That way, if you don't end up missing one, you don't find them all, so it's not such a big problem. Now let's go to, you just do bittel. If you don't find one, you're missing one, you do bittel. And so, unfortunately, one year I did not find the 10th piece of bread, and in the middle of the Seder, one of my kids took a broom and swung it underneath the couch, and out flew the last piece of bread. Anyway, let's go to the Sharat Zion Os Yud Beis again, that nowadays the idea of putting out pieces of bread has a Yesod Medina, because a person does such a good job cleaning his house, and therefore, if he's done such a good job cleaning his house, so maybe he's not chayiv in bedika at all, therefore he puts out the pieces of bread, now he'd be chayiv in bedika. And that brings us to the burning issue of the day. What's the story with our bedikas chametz? So let's start with Tav Lamed Gimel, Dinei bedikas chametz, Sif Aleph. What if one were to do bedika bayom? Why don't we consider the cleaning that we do to be a bedikas chametz? And therefore we don't have to do bedikas chametz lel yadalet at all. So that could be, in fact, what the Sharat Zion is telling us. If you do such a good job, then you're not chayiv. The Mechaber tells us, "Habdika tzarach shetiyah l'or haner." The bdika must be l'or haner. And now the Mishabura tells us in Sif Katan Aleph, "Uvelel yudalid," and the mitzvah is to do it lel yudalid. She'oz bnei adam metuyim bebatam v'or haner yafe oz bdika. The Gemara gives us two reasons why we do the bdika dafka at night, because people are home at night, and because then the or haner does a good job. Masha ain't came by yom, but it's not the case if you use a ner by yom. Ain't ha or man here kibbe laila. The light of the candle won't do as good of a job as it can do at night. Vitikno bedika dafka de or a ner. And the Chachamim institute bedika specifically through ner. Shayoda yuchalivdo gamba churnu vizdokin. So you can check all the nooks and crannies in your house. What if you did a fine bedika and you did it before Lel Yadalet? You did it Yud Gimel Bayom, says the Mishabura, and this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the very Sif Yud Aleph, the very last Sif of the Simen. Tzorech Lachzov Lizdok Lel Yadalet Kitakonos Chachamim. You have to do bedika again. If you did it Bayom, Yom Yud Gimel, you have to do it again Lel Yadalet. However, here the Mishabura tells us, and with this we can understand perhaps what he told us in the last Sharat Zion of the last Simen, that because there are Shitas that say that you are Yotze even on Yud Gimel, we don't paskin like those Shitas. The Mechaber paskins in Sif Yud Aleph that you're not Yotze if you do Bedika on Yom Yud Gimel. Nonetheless, says the Mishabura, We don't passing like that. You have to do another bedika, but when it comes to the bracha, you can't make another bracha, because according to some opinions, even though we don't passing like those opinions, but according to some opinions, you've already been yotzi yachiv. Therefore, you cannot make a bracha tonight on Lel Yudalad when you do your bedikas chametz. Says the Mishabura, continuing in Sif Katan Aleph. There are poskim that say that you're yotze with the first bedika. Achein, but so up to now we're talking about cleaning by day with a flashlight or with a candle. But in badak b'leil yugimel or an air. But what if you checked leil yugimel? You were looking for chametz, not leil yudalid, and not bayom, but you were doing it a different night, leor an air. Shebelayla or an eriyah for the bedika, and then you were very careful that no chametz should go into those rooms that you checked. Ain tarch lachzor v'livdok, says the Mishabura, that you are yotze. When the Mechaber tells us later on in Sif Yud Aleph that you're not yotze if you did bedika before Lel Yudalet, he's only talking about bayom. But if you did a bedika at night, Lel Yud Gimel, Lel Yud Beis, Lel Yud Aleph, you are yotze bedika, and you don't have to do another bedika. Kaini skimu rov achronim. And the Mishabura tells us that that is the opinion of most achronim. Varotu lahachmir, if you want to be machmir, so do it again without a bracha. So here we have a few shitas. There are those that say you could do bedika, even as long as you use a candle or a flashlight, you could do bedika any day. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins against that, and therefore you're not yotze. However, when it comes to a bracha, you cannot make another bracha. So perhaps that's why the Mishnah Berurah tells us, since there are shitas that say that you've already been yotzei, now you're coming to do bedikas chametz lo yadali, but you've already checked the whole house. That's why you put out the 10 pieces of bread. Now, as the Shara Tzion told us, now it has a yesod midin. Not just because you're not going to check it. Not just because you're not going to find chametz. You don't have to find chametz, but if you've already been yotzei the bedika, then you can't make a bracha now. Therefore, we put out the 10 pieces of bread. Oh, now there's a new chiyuv bedika. Let's look at Sif Yud Aleph. Tough skip from Sif Aleph to the last Sif Yud Aleph. Hamachabed Chadorob Yigimel Benisan, one who cleans his house on Yigimel Benisan, Umachavin Livdok HaChometz, and his kavan is to find the Chometz, Ulevaro, and to destroy it, Vinizar, and he's careful, Sholahach Nisham Od Chometz, he's not going to bring in any more Chometz, Afal Piche, nonetheless, Tzarech Livdok Belel Yudalid, you nonetheless still have to do another Bedika, Lel Yudalid. That's what the Mishnah Berurah just told us, that is the Psak of the Mechaber. However, what the Mishnah Berurah is adding is that you wouldn't make a Bracha. And if you look at the Ber Heitiv over here in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, he says this is only Biyom Yigimel, and this is also what the Mishnah Berurah told us before. But if you check Belel Yigimel, Ein Tzarech Lachzor V'Livdok Belel Yudalid, you would not have to do another Bedika Belel Yudalid. We go back to the Ber Heitiv from Sif Aleph. Again, if you check Biyom Yigimel, you're not Yotzei, but you perhaps have to be Choshish for the Shitas that say you were Yotzei and you can't make a Bracha Lel Yudalid. But if you did a Bedika Lel Yigimel, Bedi'eved, you would, well, who said, it could be not even Bedi'eved. If you did a Bedika Lel Yigimel, it could be that you are Yotzei. I'm sorry, one more time. If you did Bedika Biyom Yigimel, some say you're Yotzei, we paskin that you're not, but you wouldn't be able to make a bracha Lel Yadalid when you would have to do another Bedika as the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But that's only Biyom Yigimel. If you do Belel Yigimel, you do Bedika Chametz any night before Lel Yadalid, according to most Rishonim and most Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah told us that you would in fact be Yotzei and you would not have to do another Bedika. The Ber Heitev in Sifkat and Aleph brings down the Levush and the Bach that would say that even Lel Yigimel you're not Yotzei. However, most poskim say that you are in fact Yotzei. And this is the first Eitzah that one can do if he wants to do a proper Bedikas Chametz. He doesn't have to wait till Lel Yudalid. He could do Bedikas Chametz, start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, every night do a different room, do it with a candle, do it with a flashlight, and then leave one room for Lel Yadalid, and then you can do Lel Yadalid, you'll make a bracha and check that one last room. And I heard Rav Berkowitz, one of the big poskim in Yerushalayim, especially for the English-speaking public, so Rav Berkowitz, in fact, does Bedika already for weeks before Pesach. He saves the radiator in the living room for Bedikas Chametz Lel Yadalid. All 10 pieces of bread are the children hide around the radiator. He makes a bracha, he checks the radiator, and with that, he's yotzei his mitzvah, because for 2 weeks before, and every night, he's been spending doing bedikas chametz on the different rooms in his house. The reason that there are poskim that don't like the idea of doing bedika on a different night, aside from yadalit, is because you miss out on the bracha. However, the Shara Tzion Oshei points out he doesn't point out, but it sounds like if you're going to save one room and you're going to make a bracha on your bedika, so therefore that would be good enough, and that is one Eitzah. Do bedikas chametz every night for 2 weeks before Pesach, and then that is a way that one can check a large house with many rooms and a lot of stuff and do it properly. That's one way of doing it. A second way of doing it is brought down in the Sharei Tshuva, all the way at the end of the Siman. The Sharei Tshuva at the end of the Siman tells us on the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'chal adam tzarech l'chaber chadar av kodem abedika. Even though you're not Yotzei when you clean your room before on Yom Yud Gimel, you should still clean your room on Yom Yud Gimel in order to prepare properly to do a proper bedika at night, because if the room's a mess, you can't do a proper bedika. says the Shari Tshuva, V'lachein mekilin hamone am livdog derech havara bli chippus heteh b'churnus dokin. Many people know that bedikas chametz, many homes, takes 15 minutes. Well, how could bedikas chametz take 15 minutes? Well, bedikas chametz can't take 15 minutes, but the Shari Tshuva says, because we clean our rooms so well, we clean our homes so well, in preparation for Pesach, so therefore when it comes to Lel Yedalid, people do a cursory bedikas chametz. And the Shari Tshuva seems to say that that's okay. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachma Shlomo on the side of the Shulchan Aruch brings down. I'm sorry. Okay, this is the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva's opinion is, since we do a very good bedika, very good cleaning job in preparation for Pesach, when it comes to Lel Bedika, you don't have to go through everything thoroughly again. You could do it more superficially. Rav Nemezal brings this down in his Mishnah Berurah in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well, and the new Sefer Halicha Shlomo with the Hanhagas of Rav Shlomo Zalman also says that nowadays that we do such a good job preparing for Pesach, one can do a cursory search and a superficial Bedikas Chametz. However, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that you can make a bracha on the superficial bedika, and even if you don't put out pieces of bread, it's also okay. But the superficial bedika that Rav Shlomo Zalman is referring to is going drawer by drawer. You don't have to open the drawer, but you have to ask your wife or your kids or whoever was in charge of cleaning that drawer, was this drawer cleaned for Pesach? Yes? Okay, next drawer. You don't have to open the drawer. You don't have to look inside. The bedikas chametz is to make sure that everything was taken care of. So this is what Rav Nemezal brings down in his Mishnah Berurah, and the Svarim say that Rav Shlomo Zalman would go around with his family, with his wife, and each thing he would ask them, and here you see the importance of speaking during the Bedika, each drawer, each cabinet, each shelf, he can't just say this room is checked or this house is checked, but rather you have to go drawer by drawer, shelf by shelf, asking, was this checked? Yes? Good. So that is the second way of doing a Bedikas Chametz Bizman Hazeh. Since everything was already checked, was already cleaned, so the Shari Tshuva tells us, and Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees with this Mahalach, that we're just doing a check to make sure that we've already cleaned everything that has to be cleaned, and we've checked everything that has to be checked. I discussed this with Rav Chizkiyo Nevenzal, the son of Rav Avigdor Nevenzal, and he said that his father did not rely on this at all. His father, in fact, does Bedika, he said, I think, maybe 8 hours long, way into the middle of the night. He said, very interestingly though, when his children became of age, when they became bar mitzvah, he would appoint them to be shlichim to check their rooms. And the children did a bedika like many people do a bedika in 15-20 minutes. And Rav Nemezal knew that they were doing that. And af al pi chen, he would appoint them each year to be shlichim to check their rooms. But he himself would go on and spend his 8 hours doing his bedika into the middle of the night. So far we have two options for how to perform a Bedikas Chametz. One option is to do a Bedika every single night for 2 weeks beforehand, and thereby being able to cover the entire house properly, making sure to do it at night and not by day. The other one is to do a regular cleanup job in preparation for Pesach, as we're accustomed to, and then at night, the Lel Bedika, to go step by step through the entire house, making sure that everything has been done properly. Based on this Shari Tshuva, there's a Das Torah that wants to say that when you've cleaned your house thoroughly, you've turned the house into a Makom She'ei Machnisim Bo Chametz. The din is that you only have to do Bedikas Chametz in a place that, where you bring in chametz, but a makom she'ei machnisim bo chametz, you have a room that you never bring food into that room, it's not chayev in bedika at all. So when you do a thorough cleaning job on the house, that turns the house or the room into a makom she'ei machnisim bo chametz, which would also explain to us why you would need to put out the bread in order to make a bracha, because if the whole house is a din of a makom she'ei machnisim bo chametz, so then it should be a bracha vatol, it's not chayev in bedika at all. The Chachma Shlomo on the side of Shulchan Aruch also goes with this mahalach, but he points out that it has to be at least 3 days before Lel Yudalit. If you've thoroughly cleaned the house and you haven't brought chametz into these various rooms for more than 3 days, 3 days or more before the bedika. So those 3 days create a chazaka that these rooms are rooms that ain't machnisim b'chametz, and these rooms would not be chayev in bedika. Let's finish up Sif Yud Aleph in Simon Tov Lamed Gimel. The Rama concludes, Vakisim abata yad shel begadim, your pockets, your clothing, shenos nebhem lefam chametz, tzrichim bedika. You need to do bedika on your pockets. However, it's pointed out, the Berhetev in Tov Lamed Vav, Sifkot and Yud points out, b'shem the Chok Yaakov, that the Iker mitzvah bedika is on the bias. The pasuk says to destroy the chametz from your bias, and therefore you need a bias in order to make a bracha. And therefore, Rav Nemezal points out that soldiers who are living in a tent, if they're there lel yadala, they should do a bedikas chametz without a bracha. Who adin, if a person is he doesn't have a bias for whatever reason, he has a car, he checks the car without a bracha. And for this reason, perhaps there's another room to be makel on clothing and the like, not to do check the pockets and everything below yadalid, because the ikar bedika is on the bias, even though the pockets certainly are chayiv and bedika, but it doesn't have to be done lel yadalid. And they bring down, also I saw from B'Shem the Buchacher, that it's not shayach bedika with a nair on your pockets, because obviously you can't put the nair too close to your pockets, and therefore very likely that the takana of bedikas chametz lel yadalid doesn't apply to pockets. Yes, you have a takana, you have to clean it, but it doesn't apply to pockets. I saw that the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, they rely on laundry. You wash the clothes, you put them back on the shelves, you put them in the closet, you don't have to check them. The fact that they went through the wash is good enough. You just have to check the shelves themselves, but not inside the clothes that have already been washed. Let's go quickly through the rest of the simon. We'll go through it somewhat quickly. Tav Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Habedika tzarech shetiyah la'or ha'ner v'lo la'or ha'levana. You need a candle, don't use the moon. Vim avar v'lobodak lel yadalad. A person did not check lel yadalad when he was supposed to. So then you check the next day. And kishabodek biyom yadalad lo yivdok la'or ha'chama. When you check on yadalad, don't rely on the sun. El la'or ha'ner, you still need a ner. V'achsadja sh'or ha'rav. But if you have a room with a lot of windows and there's a lot of light in the room, yibodka la'or ha'chama daya, it's enough to check it la'or ha'chama. Here the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Vav, "Uleinyan emutu livdok b'yom yigimel la'ora lechadchilo aser elatzarch lahamtin alel yedalad ubediavet nira de'ein tzarch livdok shenis." And the Sharat Tzion brings down that it could be that which we said, that lel yud gimel is just as good as lel yedalad, according to many poskim. So it could be that an area that's brightly lit and you want to check that on yom yud gimel. So it could be that when the mechaber tells us you're not yotze when you do bedika on yom yud gimel, that's only a room that requires a candle. But a mirpeset, which is chayiv in bedika, if you would do it on yom yud gimel, it could be that that's okay. Could be. V'hu adin, continuing in the mechaber, Keneged aruba shebecheder, next to the window, you don't need a candle, you could rely on the light from the window. Beis, ein bokin l'or avuka, don't use a torch, it can burn down your house. El l'or aner, one single candle. V'lo b'ner shel chel, v'lo shel shuman, not a candle made out of fat that's going to drip. V'lo shel shemen, not oil. El b'ner shel shava, a wax candle. Hagah note says the Ramavu Yechidi, a single candle of a beis neros biyachad, two candles together, afilu kluim, even if they're wound together, dinam kavuko, they have a din of a torch, and one should not use it. Sif Gimel, bode kolamakomos sheish lochus shem echnisu bem chametz. Check all the places that there may have been chametz. Check the car. Check the hallways and the buildings and apartment buildings, the part of the hallway that's shayach to you. V'lachen kol chadrei abayis v'aliyos, the attic, all the rooms, tzrichim bedika, shepa'omim adam nichnas behem upita biyado, any room that you may have walked into with food, you have to check. Aval otzus yayin, she'im estapik mehem, v'chein matben, v'chayotzebo, ein tzarch bedika. But if you have a storehouse for tevin, for your animal, or wine, and you don't walk in there with food, then you would not have to check. In terms of Sfarim, the Chazon Ish and the Stipler were very, very makbid to do bedika on any Sfarim that they were going to use over Pesach. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not makbid, did not do bedika chametz on his Sfarim, because crumbs, the Gemara tells us, are batel, and one does not violate Ba'yiroi, Ba'yimatzeh. And even though there's still a fear that one would come to eat them, Rosh HaMazalman says that crumbs that are in your Sfarim are already disgusting, and it's not shayach that you would come to eat it. However, this is very important, he was very, very careful not to bring the Sefer to the table. Because if a crumb would fall into the food, that would be problematic. Sif Dalid. Churei Abayis v'zizin al-boltim aksalim, holes in the house and things that are sticking out. She'ein gvorm harbe v'lo nemuchim harbe. They're not very high, they're not very low. And you might put food on there during the year. Tzrichim bedika. Aval ha'gvoim, very high things. She'ein yad ha'odam agal sham. You can't even reach there on top of your bookcases. V'nemuchim, something very low, unless you have kids. Pochas migimel tfachim, if it's very low down to the ground, then you would never put food there. Ein tzarech bedika. So, hu adin, any place that is very, very difficult to reach, behind the bookcases, on top of the bookcases, a person can do bittel, and that would be enough. He never moves his bookcases all year round. He's not going to come to move them on Pesach. He's not going to come to find perhaps chametz there. We don't worry about that. One can move them, certainly, but from here, it seems one is not chayev to do that. Pisrei Tshuva brings down if food is, you can't reach it, but you can see it, so then he brings down that one should spritz it with poison in order to make it nifsal me'achilas kelev. Sifhei gag hayetzia v'amigdal shegagem mishupaim v'neikach ein gagem ru'uyin l'shum tashmish. If you have a slanted roof that you rarely go up because it's slanted, ein tzarech bedika afilheim b'toch habayis, even though it may be inside the house, you're not chayev to do bedika in such a case. The Mishnah Berurah tells us at the end of Sif Katan Chav Gimel, Ubasher shetircha merubahi, something that's a very big tircha to check for chametz, nira sheyesh lahakel ayidei sheimkor lenachri oso amakom gam kin ima chametz sheyesham. So you could sell that area with all the chametz in it to the guy, and therefore you close off that area, you're not going there, and you can't come to eat the chametz, and if there's chametz there, it belongs to the guy, and you're off the hook. Sivav refet shal bakar in tzach bedika, where the animals stay. Shemhaya shem chametz abeimah tzachlu. If you have chametz in the pen where you have your animals, they will eat it. V'chein lul shal tarnagolim, the chicken coop, ein tzach bedika. V'pnei shemhaya shem chametz ha-tarnagolim yachlu, the animals are going to eat the chametz. V'chein emtza'a shel chatzer ein tzarech bedika, the middle of your chatzer does not need bedika. Shim haya shem chametz, if there would be chametz in your chatzer, in your backyard, the birds would eat it. Ha'orvim v'shar ofos ha'metzuyim shem yochlu. However, says the Mechaber, v'hani mili misafek chametz, that's only if you don't know if there's chametz, you don't have to check. Ha'bavadei chametz lo, but if you know there's chametz there, you have to get rid of it. Hagah note says the Ramah. The Ramah is very bothered by this Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to contradict himself. Aval lekaman simin tav mem hey siv gimel mavur de mutar lahashlech chametz b'makom sheofos metzuyim. Kol shekein she'ein tzarech levayer misham hafilu chametz vaday ad la'achar zman isuro. He asks the Ramah and the Mechaber, why? How can you say you don't need bedika? But that's only safek chametz vaday chametz you need bedika. You told us in Simon Tuf Mem Hey that if you want to get rid of your chametz, throw it into your backyard and let the birds eat it. So the Mishnah Berurah answers this theory in Sifkat and Chavches that it depends if you are the private owner of this chatzah. So then you made vaday chametz you have to destroy. When is the Mechaber in Simon Tuf Mem Hey telling us that if you wanted to get rid of chametz, you could just throw it into a chatzer? It's not talking about where it's your yard and the chametz is still shayach to you. It's throwing it into a shus harabim, throwing it into a public area. And if you throw it into a public area, so then it's not yours anymore, then you don't have a problem. So if it's your yard, your merpeset, it's not chayev in bedika. It sounds like from here it's not chayev in bedika. If from safek chametz, about vaday chametz, you would still chayev to get rid of it. If you see chametz in the street erev Pesach, so then you don't have to destroy it. You don't have to get rid of it. It's the middle of the street. It doesn't belong to you, and it's not your problem. Because nowadays we eat on the merpeset, so the post can bring down that it is chayev in bedika. That it's as if there's vaday chametz over there, and you can't assume that the birds ate it. As the Mechaber tells us over here. Sif Zayin, Chur Shebin Yehudi Lechavero, if you have a hole that connects two homes, Kol Echad Bodek Ad Makom Shiyad Magatz, each one checks as far as his hand can reach, Vashar Mavata B'Liba V'dayo, and the rest you do Bittel. V'Shebin Yehudi Legoy, that the hole between a Jew and a guy, ain't Tzach B'dik Leklal, don't do B'dik at all, Shema Yomar K'shafim O'Oseli, because maybe he'll think you're doing witchcraft, V'Nimtza Bali Dei Sakona, and you will lead to Sakona. Sivches Kotel, you use in the wall used to store chametz v'nafal. Now the wall fell down v'nasa gal and it became a pile of rubble. I feel ain't a gavol gimel tefachim, even if it's not three tefachim high. Kidei chapisa sakelev and the kelev can still find it. Ain't tach livdok tachlov kevin sheish bo sakonas akrav. Since there's a sakana of scorpions hiding in the rubble, you don't have to do bedika even if it's less than three tefachim. Why? But shluchei mitzvah ain't a nizokin. All this whole simon comes from the beginning. Almost all thing comes from the beginning. The first 14 blat. So daf yudalad imesachas psachim. But what about shluchei mitzvah ain't a nizokin? A person on his way to do a mitzvah should not be damaged. So why are we afraid of the scorpion? Says the mechaber, and this is the gemara. Chayshin and shema achar sheyashlim bedika. So after you finish your bedika, sheino osik b'mitzvah, and you're no longer doing a mitzvah, yechapes achar machat. You'll come look for some needle that you lost. V'yavol idei sakana. V'hani mili b'stam. That's only if you don't know if there's chametz there. But biyadua sheish tachtav chametz. If you know for sure that there's chametz there, im ein alav gova gimel tefachim. If you know for sure there's chametz there and there's less than three tefachim of rubble, tzarach leotzio misham. You have to get rid of the stuff from there. B'mara v'chatzina with utensils, so you don't put yourself in sakana. But if you have at least three tefachim of rubble, mevatlo b'liba v'dayo, you do bittel and that's enough. Siftes, Martev Shemesajimbo, Shuro Shachavios, this is the first Mishnah Psachim, if you have a wine cellar with the wine piled up, Zuei Tzuzu Achenes Malei Kulo, V'chozum Mesajin Shuro Sacheros Ala Tachtonos, the whole place is filled with these wine barrels, Ein Tzarech Livdok Ela Shuro HaElyona V'acheres Lamati Mimena, you only have to Machlokas Vesil Beishamai in the Mishnah, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. You only have to check the top one and the one beneath it. The top row and the row beneath it. Dainu Shura al Pnei Rochav Amartif, Velo al Kol Shetach Amartif, El Helion, Haro, Esakara, Vesapesach, Vacheras, Lamatim, Imena. The top two rows of barrels. Good. Sif Yud. Bote Knesios, Bote Medrashos, Trichem Bedika, Venesha Tinokos, Machnisim, Bohem Chametz. The shul and the base medrash need bedika because children bring in their chametz. The Mishnah Berurah here tells us, v'yecholim livdok, v'yecholim levarach habedika zu, you can make a bracha on such a bedika. However, many poskim say not to make a bracha on a bedika done in a shul. In the minag, and I was once in a certain yeshiva, and leal bedikas chametz, and in walks the Rosh Yeshiva without talking, with his candle that he brought from his home, and that's the minag, make a bracha at home, and then come to the yeshiva, the shul, and check the shul, al smach, the bracha that you made on your own home.